The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a warm welcome to everybody. It's nice to see you all. So all of us have this experience. All of us can recognize sometimes when it happens in others as well as somehow when the mind gets taken over or hijacked or we get lost in or carried away by these difficult energies, I'll use that word, like greed or lust or rage, pride, jealousy, hate, miserliness, these, you know, really difficult, uncomfortable, unwholesome, unhelpful experiences. It's part of the human experience that it's that the mind can get taken over by these. And part of a way, maybe the first step is to just recognize, oh, that's what's happened, or that's what is happening, to gain some familiarity with, okay, what does rage feel like? And so in such a way that we can work with it, and we don't have to be like so quick to get rid of it, but instead we can just get to know it, familiarize ourselves with it, and really get to know the uncomfortable feeling associated with it. So that could be where a mindfulness practice is really a great support and help for that. And so when we are not aware of when we're under the influence of these difficult emotions, difficult experiences, it's not uncommon that we act them out. We say things that later we regret. We do things that later we regret. And I think all of us have this experience and feel the pain of that regret and remorse. But there's also something else that goes with this that is very common, and that is we are so often blaming others. Like, I'm angry because, so-and-so did something, or I have this sense of hostility inside of me because, you know, person X did this and they deserve it. And sometimes even our blaming may not be so obvious. It may be subtle, this way that we just get focused on somebody else. Well, that person shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have said that. And to be clear, like, there are a lot of people who are behaving in unwholesome, unethical, harmful ways, to be sure. That's absolutely true. But sometimes when our mind gets taken over by lust or rage or miserliness or hostility or prejudice or compulsion, we often are blaming this on others. And part of the reason why we blame is because we feel uncomfortable with the sense of vulnerability that we have. We feel uncomfortable with the sense of insecurity, or, you know, this kind of not feeling safe or not feeling sure what to do. We find it just intolerable. We can't stand being in these states of feeling vulnerable. Or feeling being unbearable to, it feels unbearable to have this measure of pain. Feel unable to just hold this discomfort and to see this about ourselves or to experience it. So rather than experiencing the vulnerability, the insecurity, the sadness, the loneliness, the feeling of disconnection, and unable to, rather than acknowledging kind of life's insecurities and life's limitations, we see others as the cause. So loving kindness practice is a way in which we can expand our capacity, expand our capabilities, expand our ability to hold more and more. What I mean by more and more is like, more painful or difficult things without blaming, without lashing out, to a wider range of things. Maybe before we could only hold when we're a little bit irritated, but we can't hold when we're actually really angry or in a rage. But with loving kindness practice, we build this capacity when doing loving kindness, both towards ourselves and towards others, we kind of nourish ourselves or soothe ourselves or help make it easier for the mind to find balance again and not to get so far off balance to begin with. So in this way, loving kindness practice can be a way, can be a safeguard or can be a support against always blaming things externally and trying to fix everything else out there. It can be an alternative to just incessantly, endlessly trying to fix the situations or fix people or, you know, make things be different out there by increasing our capacity to hold the difficulties, to hold the recognition of life's insecurities and life's limitations and the fact that we are vulnerable. Human beings are vulnerable. We have soft bodies. We have soft hearts underneath us, sometimes we find. So loving kindness practice, which can be a benefit for us and for all of those that we come in contact with. And those we don't come in contact with too, but that sometimes we find ourselves blaming, maybe just energetically or, you know, in the back of our minds, or maybe sometimes it's literally yelling at somebody or demanding that they change their behavior. And to be sure, I want to reiterate, it is true that people do behave inappropriately and ethically. I don't want to whitewash this and say like, oh, everything is rosy. But whether it's just the difficulties are due to our feeling uncomfortable and not being able to hold that uncomfortableness, or whether the difficulties are due to some clear injustice and social inequity that's becoming so evident these days, more so than perhaps all of us were aware of before. Whether the source of discomfort is from either of those, loving kindness practice is a way that can support us and guide us to be with us, to be with those difficult experiences or emotions. Okay, so with that as an introduction, we can take an alert, upright posture. We can just begin by settling in. Feeling the pressure of the chair, of cushion, feeling the pressure of the feet against the ground. Allowing ourselves to arrive. Maybe doing a little bit of a body scan to support a sense of well-being, support a sense of connection to this moment. Feeling into the areas around the eyes and the mouth, common places where we hold tension. In the neck, sometimes it's helpful to just tuck the chin just a tiny bit, just a really small amount, to give a little bit of space at the back of the neck. Feeling into the shoulders, moving them away from the ears. The upper back and the lower back. The chest. Might there be just a little bit more spaciousness or ease in the chest? The belly. Again, feeling the pressure of the chair cushion where we're sitting. The upper legs. The lower legs. And the feet. Again. The right arm. The left arm. The hands. Just resting our awareness on the sensations of breathing. Just noticing when you're lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again. The simple practice of awareness, being with the physical experience, being with the sensations of the breath, feeling the feet on the ground, can be a tremendous support in our life. The practice of just simply bringing the mind back to the sensations of breathing. It doesn't matter how many times, absolutely does not matter how many times. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bringing to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to feel love, warmth, care. And then to support our cultivation of loving kindness, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing yourself to feel into any feeling of goodwill, warm-heartedness, love, care, kindness that you might have towards a lovable being. Allow yourself to be supported, nourished by this. Thank you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. What does it feel like when the physical experience of having a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to feel love, or care, respect? Is there any part of the body that has a sense of softness or openness or warmth? There might not be, but if there is, allowing this to support you. And then to expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves. So bring into mind either the felt experience of what it's like to be sitting here right now, or an image of yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can you allow yourself to be supported by the well-wishing for yourself? To increase our capacity to be with difficulties, to recognize the strength we do have, and to recognize we are of the nature to be loved. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. If you find that it's a little bit difficult for loving kindness for yourself, you might try going back to the lovable being and abiding, marinating, resting in that loving kindness. Allow your heart to get filled up. And then maybe go back, loving kindness for yourself, bringing that full heart. And then to expand our loving kindness one more time for neutral persons, that is, somebody that we don't know. It's helpful if this can be a specific individual as opposed to an abstract idea. Might be somebody on this Zoom call. Might be somebody that you see in the neighborhood. To open our hearts or to have some softness towards people that we don't have a relationship with. It's a powerful practice. To bring into mind a neutral person, somebody you don't know. This might be not quite as easy as with somebody we do know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing yourself to feel the wholesomeness of your intention of extending goodwill towards a neutral person. This is a beautiful thing to do. This is a worthwhile thing to do. Is there a way that doing loving kindness for a neutral person, is there a way that it expands our capacities, stretches our capabilities? Stretches our capabilities so that we can be with life's difficulties, life's limitations, insecurities, and that we don't have to lash out and blame others. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. In some ways, we might imagine that loving kindness practice is a way in which we're just making more space in our hearts to hold more love, hold more difficulties, hold more people. Some ways can be a way in which we stretch and expand. And some of the consequences of this is that we don't have to blame others when we come into difficulties and so are lashing out or getting lost in some of these unwholesome, unhelpful experiences, difficult emotions. So it can be helpful to talk about these things with others rather than just hear about them, but to articulate your ideas or maybe even just to formulate some of your ideas about this can be really helpful. So I'm going to put you into some breakout rooms where you have an opportunity to practice with some other individuals here. And we'll do this with an encouragement that you don't need to say everything that you know about this topic, but this idea of loving kindness practice as expanding our capacities, and one consequence of that is less likely to blame others or to lash out at others. You can talk about that, or if you could talk about just how the experience was of that guided meditation. And there's no need to say absolutely all your points at once, everything from the very beginning, but just say maybe one or two things, and then you'll have an opportunity when it comes back around to you to add something. And this way, it's kind of like the community creates something together. So we'll meet for 12 minutes, and let's see. We'll do this, that we'll do it by a screen name. So the first letter that's on the name of this on your Zoom square here, we'll go in alphabetical order. I always feel like I have to apologize for all the people at the beginning of the alphabet and at the end of the alphabet. But so the person who's closest to the letter A goes first. Okay, have fun. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Does anybody have a comment or a question that they'd like to share? Yes, Kim.
So I've been struggling with this, and I brought this up in our breakout groups. And I'm hoping to understand this a little bit more. So I really appreciate the loving kindness meditation, and it's really helped me be more self-compassionate, and thus in turn more compassionate towards others. And I feel like it has helped me to be less reactive. I do have some resistance in the loving kindness, not to the practice, but there's one of the words that kind of gets in my way a little bit, and that's happy. May you be happy. And I have negative connotations with it, with people just telling me to be happy. It feels like a demand. Someone had said it felt trite. So I wanted to learn a little bit more about where that comes from. And someone had brought up a really good point that maybe there you know, it's a different meaning to it, but the translation into, you know, English comes out with, there's a lot of baggage to happy.
Yeah. This is great. Thank you for saying this, Kim. There is nothing in particular or special about these words that I'm offering. If happy just doesn't feel like the right word, you're more than welcome to choose another one.
Well, I have done that.
Okay.
But I've done that. I've done, may you be joyous. May you feel joy. May you have the feelings you feel, but I I've tried to just do happy and then just let all the feelings belong, but I do get a little stuck. So I was wondering if there's any other strategies besides changing. I kind of want to work through it, I guess, and just accept it and let it belong. But I do get stuck with it.
Yeah. I'll say that kind of the spirit of kind of what the classical teachings are, there's something like, may you have physical well-being and may you have mental well-being. And so we're kind of like translating that, and may you be safe and may you be happy and healthy and live with ease. So maybe there's something about that that you can work with and explore, this idea of having well-being both with your inner life and with your physical life.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. A nice way to take that to a different place. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Okay, so we're at the top of the hour. So thank you. Thank you all. It's lovely to practice with you all. And I'll unmute us so that we can say goodbye. So bye and thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Nice to see you, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Diana. Thank you.
Yes, thank you,
Danielle. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
Bye-bye.